You interview a lot of people from a lot of different fields of thought and thinking, and
Every day.
you interview a lot of people in the resistance, a lot of different ideas. When you put all that together, what do you see? What do you see in the development of this global management program is on the horizon? What do you think is what we need to be really watching that are some of the next steps towards implementing further tyranny? Out of all of the different ideas, and everyone comes to it in from different backgrounds, and from different learning. People have read different books about the social engineers that have designed this system, and I've read a lot of history about from the people that have laid out their plans. But as I see these steps taking place, but I want to get your perspective. Tell us what you think, how you see things developing further.
Short answer, I don't know. The world is a very large, very complex place, and I've
Moving
learned a lot,
target.
and I've learned a lot of things. And what I've learned most is that I don't know nothing. All right, that's the only immutable fact that I've learned is that I don't know what I'm talking about 99% of the time. I'm not a specialized person. I don't look at one particular issue and familiarize myself with the ins and outs of it. I'm a generalist. So I'll interview 100 different people about 100 different subjects, know a little bit about those subjects from those specialists, and I'll come up with my own conclusions about the world. However, if you ask me to recite details, facts, figures, things of that nature, I'll just be like drawing a blank. I have no idea. Can't remember. I can
That's why
remember Jim. I
it's the
can.
lighter side of genocide, Vinny.
I mean, I can't remember specifics, but I can remember, feelings or general ideas or conclusions that I've come up with. So, in terms of conclusions, how could I put this? The world is infinitely complex, and the only thing that you would ever be capable of changing, and the only thing that you'd ever be capable of fully understanding, is your own corner. Okay? And the only thing you're really capable of being of saving is the man next to you.
Now, let me ask you another question, which is, I guess, coming at the same question from a different angle. Have you had any pressure from government bodies or people in New Zealand regarding your resistance?
None whatsoever. In fact, I could show you two articles out of the mainstream media that are very positive of me.
Fantastic.
None whatsoever. Maybe if I kept doing what I was doing a couple of years back before I got a radio show, where I was going out and getting in the face of all these politicians and asking them tough questions, that kind of thing. Now all I'm doing is bringing on people who already know that there's a problem, with an audience who already understand what the problem is, and I'm just preaching to the converted. I'm not really offending anybody, because the people who don't want to listen to me never hear what I've got to say.